You're listening to Partnership Aligned Podcast, hosted by Ilana Israel. If you're a woman and you want to feel happier and more connected to your partner, and you're not afraid to do the inner work that it takes to get there, then this is the podcast for you. Hey guys, welcome back. Okay, so people often want to know how to get their partner to be different or how to get through to their partner. But today I want to talk to you about how to feel better about yourself within your relationship without your partner really needing to be a part of that process, because it's actually something that happens in your head. Okay, but before I do, I just wanted to quickly remind y'all that my new group coaching program, Master Your Marriage and Your Mind, is starting next week. I'm so excited. I'm going to be teaching you how to change your thoughts about yourself and your relationship, how to release resentment, how to co-parent effectively and communicate successfully. We're also going to cover topics such as being the default parent, creating time for each other, self-empowerment, and enjoying your sex life again. Listen, my clients get results because I do not waste a minute slapping on a Band-Aid. We get right to the wound and we clean that bad boy up. When you sign up, you immediately get access to my premium course, which houses tons of education and content about how to have a connected, healthy marriage. You then join group coaching sessions where you meet other women working on their marriages and watch me coach them, or you. And you also get some private coaching with me and a hell of a lot of support in between sessions. Honestly, it's a no-brainer. Your marriage plays a really big part of the quality of your life. Investing time, effort, and money into such an important part of your life just makes sense. So if you're interested, scroll down to the show notes and click on the link to get more info and sign up. Okay, so the way that you can feel better in your relationship, in any relationship really, is just to stop taking things personally. And as a result, you stop wasting so much time and energy on being upset with your partner. Now, not to toot my own horn, but I am pretty damn good at not taking things personally. I've talked many times before about how I don't even take my husband's affair personally. And it's not that I'm special or different. It's that I know something. I've learned and mastered a truth. And that is that every single thing that someone says or does is about them. Just like everything that I say or do is about me, and everything that you say or do is about you. So what do I mean by that? Well, we are emotionally driven beings. We act based on how we feel. So how your partner acts is based on the feelings they are experiencing. That's not something that you have any access to, so it's not in your control, which means it's not your responsibility or even your business, really. Now, you might be thinking, wait a minute, aren't I supposed to make my partner feel good? Aren't they supposed to make me feel good? Aren't we supposed to make each other happy? And unpopular opinion, but no. And the reason for that is that our feelings come from our thoughts. So if your partner is feeling angry, that's because he is thinking a thought that makes him feel angry. And you can't control his thoughts, which means you can't control his feelings. And since we act based on how we feel, you definitely can't control his behavior. But you try to, don't you? You try to control the way your partner thinks, feels, and acts. I mean, no wonder you feel out of control. You're constantly trying to control the uncontrollable because you think that if he was different, then you'd be happy. And to add to that, you are then so emotionally exhausted from trying to control him that you're then left with zero energy to really work on your own mindset, your own emotions, your own life. So why do you do this? Why do you try and control him? Well, because you take his behavior personally. You make it about you. And that is where all your suffering comes from. You don't suffer until you make something about you. So let's do some examples, because I know this concept can be a little bit hard to grasp if you're new to this kind of mindset. Okay, let's say your husband doesn't clean up after himself. Let's say you've asked him a million times to hang up his wet towels or clean up after himself when he cooks or whatever. And when he doesn't, you make that mean that he doesn't respect you. You take it personally. But the truth is that most likely your husband didn't clean up because he was feeling careless, because he doesn't think hanging up his towel is important. I know this because I'm a messy person. My messiness never comes with the thought of, I don't respect the person I'm living with, or I'm going to leave this mess here. Like, no, it just comes with a thought of, I'll get this later, or this is not a bad mess, or honestly, it comes with no thought at all because, I don't know, it's just my nature to be messy. But you take the behavior like leaving a wet towel on the floor and you make it mean that he doesn't care and that he doesn't respect all the work that you do around the house. I'm currently reading an amazing spiritual book called Living Untethered by Michael Singer, and he says in there, nothing in life is personal until I decide I have a preference. Nothing in life is personal until I decide I have a preference. Whew, that's a good one. It's true. Everything is just like neutral. Everything is just about the person that's saying or doing what they're saying or doing. But as soon as I decide that I would rather them say or do it differently, now I suffer. We as humans are the center of our own world. Like physically, you are the center of your entire world. And so you relate everything that happens around you to you and how it affects you. But the world is not personal. We just have strong preferences. And when those preferences aren't honored, we make it personal. In The Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz writes, "Nothing that other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. All people live in their own dream, their own mind. They are in a completely different world from the one we live in. When we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our world, and we try to impose our world on theirs." So let's take it one step further. Forget the tangible things like housework. Let's say your partner insults you. Now, let me make something clear. I'm not defending your partner or saying it's okay. But what I do want to say is that it's still about them. If they insulted you, it's because they were feeling something. Anger, hurt, confusion, whatever it is. And they feel that feeling because of the thoughts that they're choosing to have. Now, here's what happens. You make it about you. And yes, of course, it's easy to make it about you if somebody insults you. I get that. I'm not saying this stuff isn't hard. But you make it about you and you take it personally. So then you feel offended. And then your reaction is to defend yourself or lash out, create conflict, engage in it. But if you were to think, wow, they must be really experiencing some powerful, painful emotions to act that way. I'm going to let them have their emotions and their experience, and I'm going to come back later to set a boundary pertaining to insults. Now, all of a sudden, it's not about you, right? So, what's the answer here? Well, I was able to not take my husband's affair personally because I knew that it was about him. He had an affair because he was feeling something, some kind of void that he had to fill, you know, emptiness or grief or whatever it was that he was going through. And he was feeling that emptiness because of his mental state, because of his thoughts. Now, I'm not saying it didn't affect me. Of course it did. But it wasn't about me. And it definitely had nothing to do with my self-worth. So let me give you some questions, some techniques for how to implement this concept. When you and your partner are arguing, I want you to ask yourself, what might my partner be feeling right now that is causing them to act this way? What is their point of view? Where does this come from for them? What experience have they had that would shape the way they see this? This is super powerful because it takes you out of judgment and needing to be right, which, by the way, is the cause of all conflict, and puts you right into curiosity, which, by the way, is the solution to conflict. In fact, one of my most popular episodes is How to End the Conflict with Your Partner, where I take a deep dive into this topic. It's episode 73, and I'll link that for you below. Usually, if you really take a step back and try and put yourself in your partner's shoes, you can see their point of view. I was even able to do that with my husband and his affair. If I was feeling and thinking the things that he was feeling and thinking, I would have acted out too. Maybe not sexually, but whatever my flavor of acting out, it would have happened. Now, it doesn't mean that I agree or like what he did, but I do understand that it was about him. And you don't have to agree or like with what your partner's doing, but I do suggest that you honor that it is just their real experience. If you legit try this technique and you got nothing, then it is time to ask your partner some questions. And I don't mean in a haughty way, like, what's wrong with you? I mean in a genuinely curious way, like, hey, what's going through your mind when you act that way? Or what is an experience that you've had before that gives you that point of view? You see, when you get out of self and into curiosity, you're releasing your ego, and nothing separates you more from other people than your ego. Your ego is a tricky little effer because he talks to you, well, she talks to you in your own voice. So she'll tell you, you need to defend yourself. You need to put your foot down. You need to make sure that he understands you. All of these things that separates you. But your partner is human. Your partner is in some kind of pain if they are acting in a way that is less than desirable. When you just look at it from that point of view and not about how this might be about you, you step out of ego, which is separation, and you step into curiosity, which is connection. Another technique is the debate team technique. This is a technique that I developed and it's wildly effective. You've probably heard me talk about it before. So if you've ever been on a debate team, then you know that the teacher assigns you to be on one side of the debate and you have to argue that side and build evidence. But then the teacher says, switch, and everybody switches sides and you need to be able to debate for the opposite side just as vehemently. This is a powerful skill. When you and your partner are fighting, especially if it's a fight that comes up often, I want to challenge you to get out of the he needs to see it my way mindset and step into the debate team mindset. So in other words, if you had to defend your partner's side to someone else, what would you say? This humanizes them and helps you see that what they're saying comes from their standpoint. It's not personal. It's not about you, but you're making it about you. So you're the one that's making it personal. Now, what if your partner is legit crossing a boundary? I'm not talking about not meeting your expectations or honoring your preferences. I'm talking about an actual physical or emotional boundary violation. Well, that's where you set a boundary and then enforce it. And there is a right way to set boundaries, people. So please do not go ahead and do it without learning how to do it correctly. You can tune into episode 49 called The Right Way to Set a Boundary and learn all about it. But most of the time, we're not talking about boundaries. Most of the time, you're just taking something that they're doing personally. And as a result, you're suffering. Listen, this shit is not easy. It takes mindset work, like real life-changing mindset shifting work. It's very hard to get there and stay there on your own. I have two coaches to help me to not take things personally. So let me help you. My relationship coaching program that's starting next week, it is going to help you become a more peaceful person who doesn't get upset or feel anxious as often in your relationship. And like I said when I started this episode, my clients kill it. Most recently, I had one tell me that she no longer creates stories in her head about what her partner is thinking. That's a really big deal. And another is releasing her role as the default parent and taking better care of herself. Both of these women are feeling lighter and happier. They're feeling more connected. They're enjoying their partnership. So if having a more relaxed, peaceful relationship is your goal, scroll down to the show notes and sign up or schedule a free call with me and we can talk about it. All right, guys, have an amazing week. Try the debate team technique out. Send me an email. Let me know how it went and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard today, then show some love, rate the show, and leave a review. And take a screenshot, post it on Instagram, and tag me at Partnership Aligned. And don't forget to check the show notes for your free copy of my 21 questions that will bring you and your partner closer than ever. If there's one thing that I want you to get out of this show, it's that a healthy relationship, it always starts with a healthier you.